real MVP, man. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. It's a Working Woman Wednesday. Who we got to build it, Miss Jeff?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you Miss Georgie Nakima. Let's have a round of applause for her.
Hey, Georgie Nakima!
I actually met Georgie over the weekend during All-Star Weekend. She is the artist that designed, that drew the floor, the new floor at the McCrory YMCA, and designed the Teen Center artwork that's going on. They rededicated the floor, had a grand opening for it, and the Teen Center at the McCrory YMCA. So I met her. Her work is all over the Charlotte. She is a proud graduate of an HBCU, Winston-Salem State University. The Ram.
We ain't gonna hold that against you.
So when I met her, I was like, oh, you Black girl magic. We gotta get you up here for a Working Woman Wednesday. So tell people that might not have seen your work where else they can see it outside of the McCrory YMCA.
Work all throughout Charlotte. You can see it in the historic West End on Trade Street, across the street from Mosaic Village at JCSU. You can see it at Warehouse 242. You can see it at Enoda at Solstice, or where Solstice was. You can also check out Yafo and see it in the Yafo on Dilworth. So it's in collected little pockets.
How did they go about selecting your work for the McCrory YMCA and other things?
Well, I have to shout out Project Backboard. I connected with them through Instagram. Mm-hmm. I definitely love to use social media to connect with people. It has a way of shrinking the world. So Project Backboard connected me with Xbox and 2K. They came here and they specifically wanted to renovate McCrory just because of all the history and the intention behind it. So I'm so happy to be on that project.
So you go by your website, Garden of Journey? Garden of Journey. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Garden of Journey is really encompassing a lot. It's my way of bringing awareness and appreciation to the African and Indigenous diaspora. I want to highlight our culture and the beauty in it, and not always the appropriation that we receive. I want to show...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
How dynamic we are as a people, and also highlighting nature, biodiversity, womanhood. So I'm tackling through a lot of different processes, and also using my background in the sciences to bring it back to environmentalism and really topics like that.
Yeah. Dope. I was looking at your website, and I see that you use a lot of different things to make one picture.
Yeah.
What makes it click for you? What is it that you see and you're like, oh, okay, I can use this to make that?
Yeah. I think because I didn't go to Winston for art. I went for biology and chemistry. So all of that, I was learning about really the oneness of nature, the things that you don't see that are helping us thrive. So I like to put a lot of underlay, a lot of geometric detail, and a lot of just different colors to build one unifying piece. So I think it just comes from a scattered pieces of my experiences and a way to bridge it all together.
No doubt. When other folks see your artwork, what do you want them to take away from it?
I want them to see a piece of themselves. I want them to see a reflection in all the divine ways and ways that really connect us as human beings, no matter really what you look like. It's just something you can see yourself.
No, la darling.
I don't want to skip over the part where you say you studied chemistry and biology Winston-Salem State University. That is awesome. But how do you merge the two? How do you go from chemistry and biology and then just having all of these wonderful pieces of art all over the Queen City?
I worked in research for a few years after graduating, and what it allowed me to see, it allowed me to see like a lot of the a lot of what's going on in the STEM field. It's important for us to be a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot of the research that happens, it just stays within the people that know, and it doesn't get filtered to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm inspired to use my art to connect it to different mm-hmm. people in ways that we can be informed. Like, I really want to inspire people to be civic scientists, where you know, you can do your own research at home. You mm-hmm. don't have to just wait on the government or, you know, your teachers to let you know about it. So in using my art, I have this project I'm doing called Revitalize Earth. And it's a way that we teach people about their ecosystems and the environment that they're in, and ways that we can build more sustainable communities. So I really use that background to just try to filter and use art as a magnet to talk about other things.
What's next for you?
What's next? Well, I'm working on Revitalize Earth. That's a lot of fun. I'm doing it in New Bern in my hometown.
Okay.
So that's something that's happening right now. I actually got the call from Xbox while working on that. So I'm working on that project, and it's going to result in a mural, but right now we're just building community. I'm going to Costa Rica. Going to Envision, bringing my work out there to the jungle.
Oh, wow.
It's so important that they see who we are as Black people in America and what we have to say. So I want to just continue carrying that song there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And I have a few projects that I'm working on in Charlotte as well.
Dope.
And you have some murals also that we talked about. Explain to the people who don't really understand the difference between a mural and quote unquote graffiti.
Right. Honestly, like, the difference is like perspective. So I think that graffiti comes from the heart, and graffiti can be something freestyle and freeform. Murals are a more constructed body of work. I like to call it public art. It's something that gives access to all types of people, because art is not always inclusive. It can have that elitist nature. So I love public art because I like to bridge it to people that don't always have the opportunity to like thrive in it and see different like career opportunities in it. Murals, even in the field of murals, like, it's not a lot of opportunities for people of color out there. We do see it, you know, being we do see a little bit of segregation in the field. So being a part of the mural community has been really awesome and inspiring.
Georgie, I met her. Like I said, I really wanted her to get up here because I wanted her to be able to share her story with women, you know, to be able to hear her talk about her studying science and then tying this in. And as you walk by this wonderful artwork, like, I used to go by Solstice all the time, and I would see and never knew it was you. So to be able to put a face behind the artwork and know that it's a Black girl magic that's out there doing it is just very, very inspirational to you. You say you do a lot on social media. So how can people get in contact with you on social media?
Yes, contact me. Feel free to get in touch with me at Garden of Journey. I'm very approachable. Spelled like how it sounds. And if you want to learn more about building community and sustainability, you can also follow me at Revitalize Earth.
There it is, Miss Georgie Nakima, our working woman. Wednesday participant of the day.
Today is for the ladies. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.